AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with jury selection, getting underway in San Francisco today at Elon Musk's trial. CBS's Tom Foti begins our coverage.
Elon Musk has some explaining to do about some of his tweets. No, nothing about the social media platform he now owns and runs and tweets about, but about the main source of his wealth, the electric car maker Tesla. In 2018, Musk sent out several tweets about a proposed Tesla buyout that moved the company's stock. The buyout never happened, so a stockholder class action suit did.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The two main issues for the jury to determine whether the tweets actually influenced people to buy Tesla shares and whether Musk knew the tweets to be false.
Tech bosses in the UK could face jail time for failing to protect children online under new legislation making its way through the British Parliament.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Up to 2 years for tech bosses who failed to protect British children from harmful content. That amendment to Britain's online safety bill comes over the objections of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, but dozens of lawmakers from Sunak's own Conservative Party sided with the opposition Labour Party to include that tough measure.
Ukraine's First Lady addressed leaders at the World Economic Forum today in Davos, Switzerland. Olena Zelenska described parents watching in tears as doctors try to save their children and farmers afraid to go back to their fields filled with landmines after blistering Russian attacks. Her husband is lobbying for more Western aid and military equipment. Police in Albuquerque have arrested Solomon Pena, a man who lost his Republican bid for a state House seat in November and allegedly went on to hire hitmen to stage drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Police say in one case, Pena went with the men to the home of a state senator and tried to use an AR handgun, but that it malfunctioned. Officials say another man shot into the house, including into the bedroom of the lawmaker's daughter.
The girl was not injured. Police say Pena thought the election was rigged. A criminal trial scheduled to begin today for a man from northeast Kansas who prosecutors say developed a fixation with Congressman Jake LaTurner. They say he threatened to kill the lawmaker in a voicemail message back in June. And never mind that hamstring injury. Novak Djokovic began his first-round match at the Australian Open with an ace at 125 miles an hour. He went on to beat 75th-ranked Roberto Cabrales Baena 6-3, 6-4, 6-zip, a year after a COVID-related deportation debacle. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin Republicans want to put welfare on April ballot statewide. The Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed question would ask if able-bodied childless adults should have to look for work in order to get public benefits. It hardly matters since jobless Wisconsinites already have to look for work to get food stamps and unemployment. The move is seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. Dozens of people are pressing state lawmakers to keep the UW-Platteville campus in Richland Center open. State Senator Howard Markwein tells Civic Media he wants to keep the campus open, but says the university's president didn't ask him. The Richland campus is set to close at the end of the spring semester. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
We'll be right back. I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, Connor, man, you are just, man, you've been right on it. If you are just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, yesterday was Dr. King Day, and people celebrated the I Have a Dream speech. And I'm not questioning that. It was a great speech. And it was while Dr. King was a young man, you know, in his mid-20s. And so that's what people want to remember Dr. King for, is because the March on Washington and that speech. But Dr. King was much more than that. And if you ever get a chance to listen to some of his speeches, you will understand exactly who he was. And it's why I'm taking the time out, because there's nothing that says that I have to follow protocol, you know, because yesterday was Dr. King's day, and we don't need to hear that today because his day was yesterday. Well, no, Dr. King's day should be every day, and what he stood for, we should try and strive to live up to those ideas. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that first, Connor is killing it on the music this morning.
Yeah, no question.
I'll tell you what, I want to get his playlist. Second, you know what? It's so interesting because we should be hearing this every single day. We should be hearing, you know, it's very, very similar to what FDR said. And the thing is, we should be listening to both FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. every day on a loop somewhere. Because I'll tell you what,
I mean, you hear him, right? I mean, you hear him.
And that's as
important 50 years ago. It's as important today that it be heard today, right? It's relevant.
And Earl, that's the reason they silenced the voice and they killed him. Because
right.
You know what? The I'm going to say it again, but and I don't. I guess I'm doing a war, class war. The billionaire class does not want people to speak out. And you know what? God bless Martin Luther King Jr. And, I mean, he said it plainly than anything with his two America speech, with this speech. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of playing this. Because, like I said, we need to be hearing the speeches every day. Or that I don't know why the Democratic Party doesn't start, copying what it is FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. said, because it is pertinent to today.
So Tom,
and it would get them out of their messaging.
So
problem.
Tom, let me get to the end of it. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, Connor, I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Connor, go ahead.
Is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, who can say with good conscience that what you've heard thus far, as we got about 5 minutes left on this speech, that what Dr. King had to say was not relevant then as it is today. And that's what we should be asking of those in leadership in this country. Where is their leadership? Where do we hear people talking in, and certainly not with his eloquence, but at least addressing the issues that he talked about almost 60 years ago? And yet in my lifespan, seeing that, listening to him, and having lived to this point, I ask, why? Why are we not having these conversations? Because these conversations are at the root of what is wrong with our nation. It was what was wrong with it almost 60 years ago, and here we are 60 years later repeating the same thing. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Democrat or Republican, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Murchison y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 38 this afternoon under cloudy skies. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. High of 35 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday with highs in the mid-30s, cloudy Friday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I just got a call from a wonderful woman named Pat from Wauwatosa who said that and thanked me for playing this Dr. King speech. She said she was 73 years old. And listen, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, black or white. You hear this, nobody can debate it on whether or not it was truthful. And whether or not, and so since we know it was truthful and is even the truth today, as he talked about the money that we were spending on the military, which we're doing it now, $858 billion, we haven't learned anything. And willing to fight all over the world and not do what's right by the American people. Where is Dr. King? Where is the Dr. King today? Where is he at? Where is he at? I'm not expecting Dr. King, incarnate. I'm talking about where is there someone who has the courage to put us back on track. Connor, if you'll just play out the last bit of the speech, thank you.
In which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism, and those who lead us. And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make their journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up on the speech. Connor.
God knows where. Thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us we wear our hair long. Mother, mother.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Jury selection begins today in San Francisco for Elon Musk in a trial over his tweets about his EV company that date back to 2018. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Even before this securities fraud trial begins, the judge had already ruled that the tweets about the purchase of Tesla were false and that Musk was reckless in making them.
New Mexico police have arrested a failed Republican political candidate who they say hired hitmen to stage drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. Dr. Rachel Kleinfeld with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
If the other side denounces violence, it can actually backfire or at the very least has very little effect. You need people of the same political persuasion to denounce violence, and we're not seeing enough of that.
In Davos, Switzerland, Ukraine's first lady warning world leaders and corporate execs not all are using their influence and power to help end the war. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnir with your headlines. A grassroots group wants a pledge that no abortions in Milwaukee will be prosecuted. Reproductive Justice Action is demanding DA John Chisholm sign a pledge ensuring the safety of residents and healthcare providers in his district. They're holding a press conference and rally tomorrow outside the Milwaukee County Safety Building. They're also asking Chisholm to work with Attorney General Josh Call to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which went into effect last summer after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Promising news if you drink water in Wausau. A new water treatment plant in the city is successfully removing PFAS from the city's drinking water. The plant came online last month with a filtration system that pulls the forever chemicals out of the water. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to an increased risk of some cancers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At 844-967-1240. 2789. You can text us at that same number. And those of you who have been hanging with us, thank you. I know we got a couple minutes left in this speech. Let's go to it, and we'll talk afterwards. Go ahead, Connie.
Among the maladjusted, as my good friend Bill Coffin said, there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. To say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concern. And so let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, and on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right. Tonight, we say to our government, we even say to our FBI, we will not be harassed. We will not make a butchery of our conscience. We will not be intimidated, and we will be heard.
Yeah. 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. The three evils of the society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And here's what we need to understand. We need a Dr. King today. And since we don't have him, we do have his legacy. And so we need to be having these conversations. Anybody who's been around, who looks at our government in shambles and knows it, and we can't fix it. Maybe they all should be forced to listen to Dr. King's Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a congressman or a senator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a state representative, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe to be an alderperson, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe in order to be a school board member, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Maybe to be a judge, a Supreme Court justice, you need to be made to listen to the three evils of the society. And furthermore, maybe to become a educator, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Because then if you did, he wouldn't be listening to foolishness like critical race theory and wokeism. Because that's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And it does nothing to advance this society. As a matter of fact, it takes it backwards. You don't have to feel, anybody who listened to that, that this was directed at you. Because what happened then, you didn't do that. If you're a white person, you didn't do that. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. So this, I didn't play it for anybody to feel guilty. I played it because it needed to be said. And the fact that our nation is in trouble. If you don't understand the perils that this government is in, as they are a man who ran for office, got elected, lost, should have never gotten elected, lost the second time, and we all know who and what he is, a racist. And yet, he's leading, a leading candidate on the Republican, for the Republican Party. Something's wrong. You know, Donald Trump has turned on the evangelical party. The evangelical leaders, he's called disloyal because they have said we can't stick with him anymore. He's become an albatross. And yeah, we sold out our beliefs for him the first time around. But we now know who and what he is, even though they knew that before. And now they are willing to say we can't support him anymore. You know what the ex-president has done? He's ticked off, and now he's saying they're disloyal. Well, you know, who should they have been loyal to in the first place? The Christian beliefs or this man? There's no question where we are at this point in this nation's history and in its future. And so, yes, if you wanna hear what is right, turn on Dr. King's Not Only the Three Evils of the Society, the letter from a Birmingham jail, and all the other wonderful, wonderful speeches that he made in that short period of time of his life. And then let's try to get the folk who run for office to understand it's not about them. Not about you if you're an elected official. It's what you're going to do for somebody else, right? What can you do to make somebody else's life better? That's what this is all about. And if we start looking at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what side of the road they're from. You know, doesn't matter. If you've got all the money and they have none, If you believe that because you have all these resources and somebody else has none, and therefore your life is more valuable than theirs, you headed down the wrong path. Because after it's all said and done, this life is no different whether you're the poorest person in the world or whether or not you're the wealthiest person. Let's bring CJ up. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, thank you, Earl, for playing that tape. You had to go down the political road.
Wait a minute. That's what it, you know, the whole, listen, CJ, the whole conversation was about the direction of the politics. So don't say I went down that road.
I agree.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Go ahead.
About Vietnam and, yeah,
racism,
I would agree
bigotry,
with a lot
of it.
I agree that we should all hear his speech. I love his speech.
No, I'm not talking about hearing.
I love Ronald Reagan's speech. But you spoke of you need a Martin Luther King today. There is one.
Who?
The only problem you have is he's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Who is that? Who is that?
That is Senator Tim Scott. You ever heard of the Opportunity?
Man.
You laugh.
Don't make
the Opportunity
laugh.
Zone.
I know. Hey, listen,
who created those?
I know who.
Who created the Opportunity Zone?
Do you think,
girl?
I don't know who Tim Scott is, man? The fact that you would even fix your lips to try to compare Tim
who,
Scott.
Who created the Opportunity Zones, Earl? Who?
CJ?
Who
CJ?
Helped create the Opportunity
Zones
in the inner city? You can answer it.
Well, let me answer it. Opportunity Zones have done nothing to change the realities of what's going on with poor people in this country.
You are so wrong. So wrong. There are tons of YouTube videos of people that have helped dig themselves out of
CJ.
Poverty.
Hey, CJ.
I'm going to suggest
one thing to you.
You're all about reparations.
Bring him down. I'm going to suggest one thing to you, CJ. I'm going to suggest that you leave the sanctity of Stoughton and the safeness of Stoughton and move into urban centers across this nation. And back up the trash you're talking with that. Because what you're talking about is trash. Opportunity zones have not changed the reality of what's
you're
happening
talking hate.
In urban centers. Oh, I'm talking hate.
That's what you preach, Earl, is hate.
Okay. So, CJ, where have I preached hate? I'm giving you an opportunity to
because you couldn't leave it at what Dr. Martin Luther King says, Earl. Look at, I mean, the mere fact that he said programs should be developed for the inner city, and you demonize them. Go and research what the opportunity zones that President Trump and Tim Scott created, and go talk to the people that live in them.
CJ, let me say this to you.
Do a little research.
Hey, CJ,
sir.
I don't need to do any research. I live in a city that is one of the worst places
in the
United States.
They haven't created the opportunity zones there.
Well, listen,
Tim Scott.
I don't want to hear.
Education.
Tim Scott.
That's the key. Milwaukee's a failure on our young kids. And that's the fact.
Okay. I can't take him anymore.
And we've got a governor that helped perpetuate it.
I can't take him anymore because, number one, any man that is so ignorant that he brings up the name Tim Scott and tries to equate that with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is not even, it's a waste of my time to even have Tim Scott's name mentioned with Dr. Martin Luther King. And yet somebody as misinformed as CJ wants to somehow compare the two. There's no relevance whatsoever. I know who Tim Scott is. I knew who Tim Scott was before he became a senator. Okay? So don't run something down to somebody who's aware of what is going on in this country and in many parts of the world. Maybe get out of the safe spaces of Stoughton and get out into other parts of the country where there is a struggle for people to survive even in 2023. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 38. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 31 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35. Tomorrow, overcast. Mid-30s Thursday, with mixed precipitation possible at times. Upper 20s, overcast Friday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Chance's girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it. We're sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to be clear. You know, we're at a turning point and inroads in this country. And there are people who want to make decisions that are going to continue to fracture whether or not people can come together. And so there are people like CJ and others like him who for whatever reason, cannot deal with what is the truth, what is accurate, and want to twist and turn everything to try to bend it into his reality. And I'll say to you, CJ, your reality, and unfortunately, many on the right realities are not about doing things to try to bring this society back together. It's to continue to divide it based on your ignorance and your lack of knowledge on what is going on here. So you can listen all you want to Fox News, and you can listen all you want to Sean Hannity and I forgot the guy's name that rails and screams and yells constantly on Fox News. I know who they are. I've listened to them. And you echo their sentiments because you don't have the capacity to use your own mind to do your own thinking. Man. But don't call and tell me about me being evil and me being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I actually am a person who has heeded what Dr. King said and lived my life in that manner. Judge a person based on not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And so I know your character. You expose it every day you're on the air. Nothing to do with the color of your skin, but the content of your character, who is unwilling to try to meet people and try to bring people together. That's what it's all about. Let's go to line two quickly. Just bring them on. We only got a minute. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, Ron. It is Ron. You're thinking of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
No, I know about Tucker Carlson. There's
I think
this
you were thinking
guy.
Of Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill O'Reilly. Okay. There's a lunatic that screams and yells. I think he's a Jewish guy. He's been around a long time. But it doesn't matter. What do you think, Ron, about?
Anyway, Tucker Carlson, somebody did a tally of how many times Tucker Carlson's show has featured segments about this white replacement theory that goes around in the right-wing circles that progressives and minorities are pushing to get more immigrants in the country so that whites will become a minority, and then they'll and I mean, so if you that's a racist theory, and if you want proof of that, you know, who are the racists in this country? They're the people that can't tolerate the idea of anybody else living in this country on any scale, you know? That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for a spectacular morning and the music. I gotta go. See you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Bye.
Time.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.